Welcome to Universal Soul Love. This is Detective David Love.
This is Dr. Lana Love. Welcome to our show.
We're broadcasting live from Sydney, Australia, in the land down under on the BBS radio network.
Great to have you on our show today.
Today we're going to be talking about the Guardian Alliance, and we're going to be talking about Earth Guardians. And we have our special guest with us today, Patrick McCormick, who channels an intergalactic being known as Kartron. And we have Rebecca Renee, who channels Soleil, and they've been on our show in the past, and they're very inspirational speakers, and they're very popular on our show, and very glad to have them with us today. I think we'll just go a little bit into talking about the Guardians first, and what we know about them. We just had a meeting about the Global Freedom Fest with Alexandra Meters and Patrick and Rebecca and David Gallup of the World Service Authority, and Stash, who's the project manager for the Global Freedom Fest.
And that's going to be a very, very exciting event.
Yeah, absolutely. So, but Alexandra Meters is very much sort of very knowledgeable when it comes to the Guardians and the Guardian Alliance, and has a lot to say about that. And she's put out several YouTube videos about the Guardians. And what I think of the Guardians, I see them as defenders or protectors of humanity and the planet. And they're people who are very passionate about making the world a better place. And they're generally activists, which can be almost anything. An activist can be an energy healer, a psychic healer, or a full-blown activist that goes right out and like an animal rights advocate, or almost anyone that tries to uphold human rights, like David Gallup does with World Service Authority, refugees, almost anything. They're just defenders and protectors of the planet.
I guess people have many roles. Do know when they're guardians. Now, I guess there is a difference between the guardians and the rest of the population. There's a sense, I believe, the Guardians know that they're on this planet for a particular purpose.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you could call them light healers or light workers or light warriors, but I think they're all Guardians, in my opinion. And on galacticconnection.com, we have the characteristics of a Guardian.
And very often, Guardians have had unusually difficult childhoods, have perhaps been the black sheep of the family, have felt somewhat different to others. Very often they've withstood severe emotional, mental, physical, or sexual abuse, or a combination of all four.
They really feel that they're part of a family. Let's see, it says, we never felt like we fit in socially, especially as children. We tend to be loners. We rarely felt understood as a child. We have been outcast by our peers, especially when young. We are typically described as precocious children. We may completely walk away from our family of origin and oftentimes need to, the rest of that is. We knew from the time we can remember that we were somehow here to defend and protect. We are very independent. We are incessant truth seekers. We are all about justice. We are strong advocates of animals.
And many refer to Guardians as old and ancient souls.
And we're very loyal to those we love, and we catch ourselves telling our friends that we could die for them. And so on Alexandra's page on Galactic Connection, she goes on and on to talk about the characteristics of the Guardian, and it's quite long, actually. But it's very good, and I do recommend that that our listeners check out Alexandra's site on Galactic Connection and her videos to hear more about her take on the Guardians and the Guardian Alliance.
It's interesting. Some people have actually made or differentiated between the Light Warriors and the Guardians, although other people see them as the same. But I guess there's a sense of the Guardians protecting the Earth from other forces. I guess it's a sense of passionate fighting for justice.
Yeah, exactly. I see the Guardians as the keepers of the light and the truth from ancient times, where during the Dark Ages, knowledge was suppressed, mystical knowledge, esoteric knowledge was suppressed, and humanity was kept in darkness. And wizards, sorcerers, mystics, gurus, whatever term you or label you give to these teachers, they were the keepers of the light, the truth. They kept the truth alive in secret within secret societies and secret orders from ancient Egyptian times, and kept reincarnating and holding the truth and writing it down in secret and having these meetings to keep the teachings alive during the dark times. And so that's how I see that.
And historically, we have the Templars, don't we? That
yes,
were the Knights Templars, I believe they were called, who were started this movement. I think Alexander talks a lot about that.
She talks a lot about the Templars being a big part of
the whole movement.
That's right, yes. The Guardian movement of the Guardian Alliance. But it may have started long before that, but. Yeah, I feel a strong connection to the Templars as well.
And I guess many of the Guardians have experienced past lives and remember past lives and have a very similar sort of goal and from in this life as they did in the past lives. And many Guardians will actually recognize each other from past lives.
Yeah, absolutely. We see ourselves as a soul family or a soul tribe. And with that, I think I'd like to introduce our very special guests, Patrick McCormick and Rebecca Renee, who are Earth Guardians. Welcome
to
the show.
Hello, how are you doing, David and Lana?
Hi, David and Lana. So nice to connect again.
Great to have you on the show.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for being here.
We're wondering how you see the Guardians and whether you see yourselves as the Guardians as well.
Definitely a lot of what you have just spoken of. And then there's also the unseen guardians, like, for example, our guardian angel, our personal guardian angel that watches over us, you know, through birth to death, and the guardians and our spirit guides, of course, are definitely guardians. And it's amazing, you know, some of the strongest ways that they'll speak to us is by intuition. And even through that still small voice, like even simple things like go this way, don't go this way, or this opportunity looks amazing, and you know, you'll get a strong yes or no, or yeah, definitely you might get a very strong, say, red flag, you know, for a person. So definitely the seen and unseen, and the ones that are seen, the light workers, some of them would be some of the people out in society that you might least expect. For an example, there's an amazing light worker that we know who's based in Llano, Texas, and she's well into her 70s. And, oh my gosh, just the intergalactic knowledge that she carries and the wisdom and the healing energies that she carries. And, you know, to see her out in a grocery store at the bank or somewhere, she just looks like this sweet little old lady. But to talk to her behind the scenes is like, oh my God, it's like, it's absolutely amazing. And some other people might not recognize her, but definitely might know something's different about this lady. But, and I call her one of the guardians of her area in Llano, Texas, just by her very presence. She guards over many, many souls.
And so as from the a galactic or interdimensional standpoint, the work that I've done with Cartron since 1994, there's a certain soul profile that a guardian soul has, and there's other technologies that Cartron and I have classified, and it is a very specific signature set that's placed into a race of beings that are there, and they're like the guardians of prophecy and other things, but there's so many things that are connected with it that sometimes it's not the most enjoyable job, other times it's blessed, but when you're dealing with this level of world, of this 3D right now, 2016 of the third dimensional world, it can be a very challenging and trying position to hold, but it's not like you can just walk away. It is the very reason of your being in a race and a world.
Patrick, can you tell us a little bit, just for our listeners, that the difference between you and Kartron. You Kartron is an intergalactic being that you channel, is that right?
And Kartron is like a spiritual guardian, whereas you're an Earth guardian, but you're both integrated as one, is how I see that. But
Actually, I leave specifically. There's a very specific direction that I go to, and the 3,000 or 4,000 times that I've brought him through since 94, it's like, and so there's a very distinct separation. There's a specific protocol when you bring energies through to maintain the level of integrity, which is one of the things that you mentioned. There's an integrity code that guardians sometimes pay heavy prices for, where it's not compromisable no matter how the full spectrum of dimension that they travel in. And so Kartron, I would call him an interdimensional being from the realm of essence, and that's more central sun of our local galaxy level. And it is this energy. He's kind of like a sentient search engine of the database called the Mind of God.
Wow.
Wow.
That's amazing. Yeah. And Rebecca, you also channel an intergalactic entity, don't you?
Yes, several. I do. I channel the Angel Soleil and another one that just started coming through about, a year ago in January called Radiant. So, yes, and it's a similar process to what Patrick described. There's a part that leaves, but it's not full trance channeling. I've done that a few times, and that's where you can't remember anything. I'm still semi-aware of what's going on, and I definitely taps you into a whole race stream of energy and information that you couldn't access otherwise. And it's a beautiful gift. And another thing about the guardians like that and the angels, one thing that they do to help guard is they put a strong balance in, because there's so much fear on the planet right now, and they balance that out with tremendously strong waves of love. And they help keep a balance on the Earth as a whole, literally, as we transition, and are definitely assisting us as a species into the higher octaves of love and get to that tipping point, which we're all kind of waiting for, of tipping the collective consciousness, tipping the scale where we the planet will completely be one of a love vibration.
So look forward to that happening. Really can't wait. I mean, sometimes I guess I wonder whether that's really going to happen or not. And there seem to be so many different opinions about the way the world is going and so many different dimensions we can possibly ascend to.
Oh, I think everybody is confused. Everyone I talk to, there is not one person that I talk to that has some level of fear or concern or confusion or looking for guidance. And some, I don't really have the answers per se for people.
David and Lana, one of the things that we found is that you keep raising your vibration to a higher and higher level. You start finding out that there's things other than what is foisted upon us by the whole media, whatever control mechanisms of the lower third dimensional pattern that is dominant here. And so you can get to a place where you become vibrationally unavailable for that. And so there's other choices of other versions of reality. And the higher you go, the more you can get into the more divine, to where even the things that you thought would be negative start becoming more pleasant. That's a sign that you're actually going into other timelines as well. And these are just choices. So do you want to be in the fear one, or keep going up and go into love and somatic state until the point where you become a pillar for the new Earth?
And that's true. I know Lana and I have noticed one of our, I don't know what you call it, Lana, technique of the alchemical process of turning a negative event into a positive experience, or not even seeing it as a negative event, but rather...
That's a good one. That's something we came across about a year or so ago when we posed the question, if something is going negatively, what if that's actually going to open up a wonderful opportunity? And that's a wonderful way of transcending negativity, and amazing opportunities do open up.
Yeah.
So it's a completely different way of looking at it.
Yeah.
I wonder that there must be lots of other ways of raising your vibrational energy. We're wondering whether you'd care to add more techniques.
Well, as the world becomes more intensified on a, in a polarized level, positive, negative, or whatever, and that's just in a scientific level, science, you know, organic life cannot live without polarity. So because it needs a positive, negative charge for atoms to move and electrons and cells and all that. But energetically, as you get to this place to where you realize there's a greater picture, one of the first things that you can do is literally start shifting your perception to the point where you can start seeing divinity in all things. That's one of the things, because as the energy gets more intense on the other levels, a lot of you guys are popping open and you're becoming more extra super sensitive, and it can really suck because now you're feeling even more of the intensity that's increasing. So it's like getting the proper divine viewpoint or perception to start seeing the divinity in all things is a good way to start being less affected by this other stuff, because it is not positive, and it will take you on a wonderful journey, and it's looking for things to engage with. But if you keep getting into a certain place, you can become in a very beautiful state, and even the most negative things, you can start finding divinity in them.
Mm-hmm. I remember reading something very interesting in the Celestial Prophecy about raising your vibrations, and one of the techniques that's used there is to try to see the beauty in everything. And, you know, usually you can see beauty all around you if you look closely enough, and that's supposed to be a very good way of actually raising your vibration, and that's certainly something that I try to do every day, and I think it really works.
Does. And as you do this, then you start resonating not with the other stuff. So it's a vibrational choice, of course. And so as you get to that level to where you can start seeing the positive in what even appears the negative, oh, what's the purpose of, say, a war? Well, that could be transmuting something to keep a much larger war from happening, clearing out karma, taking care of stuff or whatever, or this other level of things which would seem very unpositive. Well, then in the full spectrum of the holo matrix of this stage called life on Earth, then it's a place where the souls can learn what not to choose, so that then they can get to a vibrational state of becoming balanced. In this way, Earth is kind of like a rehab state where the souls start coming into a level of balance, because an imbalanced creator, like a soul, would create an imbalanced creation. So this is a place to help get these people back. And once they do that, humanity as a whole will start saying, this is crazy. I'm not going to choose that anymore. I'm not going to sell out. And so I'm going to choose a better vibration and remember who I am. So vibrationally, on an individual and collective level, the choices that people make starts making them at a place where they can start seeing that divinity more easily.
Mm-hmm. So you talk a lot about choice, personal choice. And I'm wondering whether we could talk a little bit about how personal choice actually affects the rest of the planet. Because, of course, the word guardians does imply that you're actually guarding, doing something for others, not yourself. But I think you've made a very good point that personal choices can actually change the vibrational level, not just of yourself, but of those people around you and ultimately the world. Would you agree?
Absolutely, and I was just going to say that. So you're definitely tuned into my thought. I just had, even I think Wayne Dyer said something about that years ago, but like one soul vibrating, you know how sometimes they'll measure them in hertz and things like that, those energetic levels. One soul vibrating at a very high frequency of divinity and love can balance out like thousands of souls. So it's... sometimes we have even no idea how mystical and how far-reaching the effects are of keeping our vibration high, and even also vibrating in joy. A group of souls vibrating at the level of joy helps raise the vibration of the entire planet. So definitely.
Mm. I mean, I see... I guess I see the role of the guardian as, I guess guardians generally feel a mission or a passion to make the world a better place for everyone, but I see that as trying to raise the vibration of ourselves and that of the planet for all beings. That's how I see this, or how I phrase it, or put meaning
yes,
to that.
Yes, you know, David, as you get into the whole classification of the guardianship, and there's different types of frequencies here, certain beings, and they know who they are because they go through the crap and everything else, and it doesn't matter, even from their own family. In a lot of this work that Cartron did with individuals, it was found out that they were called guardian souls, and those are the ones who would come in to stop the karmic cycles that these families had inherited from fallen civilizations they're involved in, which was their allotment of karma. And so then they would be the ones that would be like the cosmic punching bag and take the hits. And so some of the indications that people are like a guardian soul is that it's hard to get mad. You will be getting some stuff, and your brothers and sisters will get the nice treatment, and you didn't do anything, and you can get blamed. Then so you are there because you're not seeing it from an individual characterization, oh, there's this person and that on the stage. You're seeing it from an oversoul level. A guardian basically gets its commission from the oversoul level because it's here to do the greater work. So they can't even hold vileness, anger, or avarice in its heart for the ones who may even be doing things because they understand it's a larger role. Now, as a guardian of the world, the light worker, a lot of them were brought in to help the earth, but then there was some trickery going on with the timeline. And so it was brought into an artificial densification that was prolonging past the 2012. And so this was like, although the 2012 wasn't like popping into heaven, here's New Jerusalem, Jesus on a mothership, everybody's happy. It was more like the Mayans said, it's time for you to create your own reality now, which was their future. So they said, our calendar stops here. Now it's your turn. Let's see what you do with all this you've been given. So the guardians were, by default, a part of the earth to help her ascend because she's going home. She doesn't have to take the laggard soul assignments anymore. She's finished and she's ready to go home as a crown and glory of the cosmos. So these guardian souls were connected with the earth, and they dropped the earth even further into an artificial timeline. So you guys got to be put into a very intense world that wasn't, you weren't really designed for. So welcome to extra crap. And so we have done a great job of holding that place as the pillars, being the punching bag, taking it on, and now you may be seeing a positive movement going on of some very nice things happening with these beings of light who put up with it and are qualified because they're still breathing as the guardians, because now it's our turn.
And that's interesting because that goes right along with Alexandra's webpage about the characteristics of the guardian, which when I was reading it, when we were both reading that, it sounded horrible. It sounds like people are just, you know, have had horrible lives, these guardians, and yet, I've known both of you for quite a while. Lana and I have had you on our show quite a few times, and you've known about our personal evolution and our relationship, and you've helped us along as much as Susan Glynn has, and Alexandra Meters and others. And I've felt now at this point in time a tremendous spiritual evolution in my soul and changes in me. And I've dealt with many issues in my past lives. I've uncovered a lot of things and I've dealt with a lot of things, and I feel much lighter. I feel so much more empowered than I did even less than 6 months ago or 3 months ago. I think Lana can attest to that.
Yes, certainly an evolutionary process that I think we all go through that does lead to a vibrational level which is lighter. But certainly the crap is there.
Yeah.
And it's interesting to hear that your explanation for that is that we might be holding crap for other people. Almost sounds a bit like, you know.
Yes.
Crucifixion, you know, on the cross, and I'm not quite sure how that works karmically, because I guess my question is, I would have thought that karma has to be processed and experienced by the person who holds it rather than someone else for them, but it sounds like guardians step in and take some of the crap. How does that work?
It's a tough, you got to be a tough soul to be a guardian, because you can really get the blows. And so you still come up, you're still there, And it's like you'll find that they can't even get mad sometimes, even though you should be really PO'd at that person. And they're like, they just, but they, it's a larger covenant that they've got. And so these beings come in and say, enough. It stops here. Well, they get the happy, you know, bullseye target T-shirt out of that one. But also something else that's really cool that we found in the last year or so is that there was certain codes of prophecy that the guardians were holding, because the integrity level, there's a thing called an integrity code, where these beings, like I think you guys mentioned at the beginning of this show, that no matter what, it's not compromisable. There's a lot of people that, you know, choose the way of, okay, I'll just settle for this and this, and then gradually your ship is off course from the divine holding the point. But these guardian souls were given the codes of prophecy and all of these amazing things of fulfillment of the greatest possibility, and the codes were dispersed to the different beings, so that if anyone was taken out or ever, they couldn't have the whole set. But now we're waking up, we're getting our different aspects together, even from other lives, and as we do this, we come together and bring our codes together. It's a new prophecy that's happening. So the positive part of this is that we're meeting our soul family, and boy, it feels so good to be around a place where, you know, once there's a lot of persecution patterns we're working through, it's like, you mean it's okay to be me? I can be on stage. It's okay to speak. I can have this being come through. Yes, it is, because now it's our turn, and it's our time, because it wasn't our time before. So the whole black sheep of difficult childhoods also is connected with the fact that our lives as guardians were set in the book of life, of prophecy. And so when they mess with it, then your life pattern that was predispositioned for maybe thousands of years, this is how it's going to happen, this is your life, this is who you're going to meet, this is the connections, contacts, powers, abilities, talents, the opportunities, this is the career, this is what you're going to be known for, could all have gotten thrown off. So then their lives get sucky, and it gets hard because that pattern becomes unavailable. Well, that's a course correction that's happening now, because vibrationally everything's getting to the place where it's becoming very available for its prophecy again as these other timelines go away. So, yes, it can really suck, but watch what happens now.
Wow.
Amazing. I mean, these are amazing times. And of course, everything we're reading in the headlines, even in alternative news, is just all kinds of doomsday catastrophes, nuclear war, and the fifth mass extinction of the planet, and climate change, and all these things going on, wars everywhere, and the economic crisis. And of course, it's been escalating, and it's been escalating ever since we started the show, it appears to be. But yet, I do see the light expanding, and I feel very empowered, and I feel very more than hopeful. And we are starting a Guardian Council, and part of the meeting that we just had earlier for the Global Freedom Fest is part of that. And as I said, I feel very hopeful and very empowered about this, and I know that.
And especially when we come together, there seems to be a growth in our power. It feels wonderful talking to you guys.
That's right.
And that's setting off some process of expansion.
I think that is the Guardian Alliance or the Guardian Council.
I think
it's
so.
These minds coming together. More powerful together.
Yeah, definitely power in numbers, you know, just like wolves joining together in a pack. We were just talking about that at dinner tonight. I just said that like an hour ago, so we're all really kind of tuned in, probably many of us at the soul level, on this unification of all of us at the same vibration that are like-minded, and what our powers can do together as one unified field of light.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, this is certainly something I've been working on for quite a while since I came to Australia with Lana. We've been trying to pull people together to create a supportive network and collaborations between people like ourselves, transformational leaders, and just everyone that's interested in raising the vibration of the planet. And I think we've been very successful at that, and I feel very good about it.
Your dogs
are even helping with the ascension, because they're barking in the background, so they're happily helping.
Well, that's another thing.
That's our guardian Swiss Shepherd and Spoodle.
I'm not sure why they just started
barking. You're the rescue. Oh yes, he will save us all. Get him a shirt. And so You know, as this happens, you guys, we've watched you vibrationally shift in a great way. Lana, if you recall, about a year ago or so, you were really looking at the whole conspiracy theory, should we be preppers and all of that. And it's like, you got to see what doesn't work. And it's like, oh, well, that's going to lead to not a good result and all of this. So humanity has to taste the worst, such as we could talk very briefly, the election. It's like, do you want those particular beings to run a country? And you know, and have that type of thing where it doesn't matter as long as we're great again, and we'll just skip everything else, and that type of thing. So to find the negative as a positive, you look at this choice. So it's like, here you have this stuff that's really not good. Oh, let's have nuclear waste. Let's put schools in where the highline wires are so the kids can get cancer. Well, that's not working. And so it's like, oh, we're going to choose something different. So those are litmus tests and saying, here, do you like your fingers in that fire? As we do yes. this, then, we can start course correcting, and by consensual choice, we start making the correct decisions, because sometimes they're showing us, well, this is the result, and this holomatrix of Earth, this version of reality, was not designed to continue. It's designed to terminate. It was built in the beginning. And right. so, astrologically and everything else, it was engineered to be self-terminating. Now, can we, as not only guardians, but all the beings of light waking up, and whatever amount of population that's making that choice of going for life instead of death, can we be in a state of transmorphogenesis to where we can be available for our own divine possibility, is what's being presented to everybody. And in this way, even the most negative has a positive to it.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah, I love the process that's taking place just within myself and what I'm seeing in the world, and I'm just very inspired by it all. So thank you for that. And I think we're just going to take a quick break, and maybe when we come back, we can hear from Cartron and Soleil, and maybe hear what they have to say.
Yeah, if you want to hear some of that light language, Radiant, who's the liaison of Soleil,
okay.
is, can be very talkative, but they will talk through you. And then, yeah, we can have Cartron's opinion, and then, so let's see what happens.
Fantastic. Okay, let's go to break. Welcome back to Universal Soul Love. This is Detective David Love. And we have our special guests with us today, Patrick McCormick and Rebecca Renee, talking about the Guardian Alliance and the Guardians. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Yes, and you'd mentioned you want to talk with Cartron, so I'm going to bring him through right now. And Rebecca's going to kind of warm up the plates and see about the radiant energy to come through, who's been very vocal sometimes. So let's see what happens. Hello, David.
Hi, Cartron.
Hello, Cartron. Welcome to our show.
Welcome back to Universal. Glad to have you.
How is Lana doing?
Lana's doing well. I'm looking forward to hearing more from Cartron about the central sun, where you come from, and I guess words of inspiration and wisdom from you as an ascended being.
You know, your theme of the guardianship is literally creating a better future for humanity. What these beings, such as yourselves, may not be fully comprehensible is that you are the future history in the making. And so as we watch this reality, there's a holographic field that we can insert different things into it, and we see, oh, let's see what happens when we do this and that. And so you guys, as well as many others, are now inserting new possibilities of a brighter future. And it's really restoring a new prophecy, but this prophecy has a new level of integrity that can handle the full spectrum. The guardians that we have been working on for years, we call them the pillars between heaven and earth. And these pillars are the ones that can hold the point as a center to go and be the full spectrum. Because if you are a reference, say, David and Lana, in a place, and there could be conflict riot or something you're standing in, if you hold that place and allow the cosmos to work through you, you can literally bring peace to that land or even clear your whole city or continent or region. It's the power that's coming into you now that's great and enigmatic, that is way beyond any corporeality. You are able to very soon, well, actually it's already started, do things that are not humanly possible. Such as, if you hold the place of peace, David, and you have absolute knowing that it is bringing peace to a certain conflict zone, for instance, that whole, what do they call that place where the Indians are, Standing Rock, where there's this conflict, we could, even with a few people, hold the place and have peace show up there and make it rather permanent. The power that you have is so great, and it's as you remember. Because isn't this all about remembering what you've always known as God? And you go past your incarnation, and you meet your many lives and deaths. And as you get your powers together, your deific qualities come in, then you, as God, are the fulfillment of prophecy.
So, Cartron, how do we do that? How do we hold the place of peace and allow God or the universe to come through us?
Here's a good hint. Don't say anything. You might wake up Lana. Because this part of her is still sleeping, but the rest of her is awake, and now it's ready to come in. So as this one stirs awake right now, in the very process of as we bring Archangel Michael to come in and open the portal to the Grand Hall of the Archangels and sound the clarion call, we can bring in the divine beings to come in to your studio where you are in Australia, and also the other place where these other people are participating. And as we do this, you, as a resonant vibrations, are the guardians, and you bring this in because you are available, you are present, you give us access, and in this way, you help fulfill our destiny. So this guardianship is about remembering. Now, there are those of a greater soul level, of an oversoul covenant, who have gone through this, but just know that there's a brighter day for all of your kind, and 2017 is already happening, which is a very positive future happening now.
Wow. I believe that's true. I can feel
that
that's
lovely.
True.
Yeah. Sounds great. Yeah. Wow.
Well, thank you for that. I wonder if we can hear from
Soleil?
Radiant? We've heard from Soleil. I think there's a new angel present with
yes,
Rebecca.
It is called Radiant. Patrick called it Radiant because it's a descriptive noun. It radiates. And she doesn't speak English so much she can, and sometimes Rebecca will even know what she says, but is Radiant available to be able to speak some of the languages, Rebecca?
Sure.
Okay, and so this is an idea. Now, this is the solar tongues of Genesis that have not been here for 13 millenniums. Jophiel spoke the 70 tongues to the souls at creation with the Metatron, who Patrick now also brings through in certain events and situations to invoke the Thronum. And so these are the languages of Genesis, the original creation tongues which started the race stream. So Soleil is speaking an angelic dialect of a dominion photonic level. And so this is closer to the central sun. So just breathe through this and feel the energy of radiant.
And actually, too, I'm just being guided to do a little meditation as guardians of the earth. So, and also, any future listeners can also tune in and join in with us energetically on this. So if we could all gather together here in this sacred space and just get into the state of peace, love, eternal joy, eternal happiness, knowing this, this is the one thing the angels always taught me to remember, is that we were created in love, by love, and for love, and we can't fail, because the beautiful part is we will return home to love once again, which is our eternal dwelling place. And we invite in now all of our ancestors that would like to participate, our soul councils, all of the intergalactic guardians of the light that wish to step forward now, all of the angels, all of the saints, all of our power animals and spirit guides, and of course our guardian angel. And just open up your heart and receive the love that they are now sending to you. Itira utarabu kushinda ma atare ekesi utara manake shitara haya u kushitara ba mu utara barakesi mu letere ke I akashaya mu utara ebekesi. And let's all join together as one collective unified field of light. And let's see ourselves now surrounding this galaxy. And we now extend this energy out to ignite the heart of every man, woman, and child on this planet. We now send this energy out to all of those that are suffering, all of those that are actually waiting for us in our love vibrations. We see this energy extending outward to all of those that are homeless, all of those suffering from drug addictions, anyone in this moment that might be considering leaving or is suicidal, we extend this energy out to them now. All of the elderly, all of those that have been forgotten about, left behind in nursing homes, we extend this light to them now. All of the children on our planet. All of the homeless. All of those in prison. All of the single parents. We extend this support and love and guardianship energy to them now. All of the souls that are leaving the planet tonight, can we send this huge wave of love and guardianship to all of the souls that will come into the planet tonight? All of the animals, and we send these waves of love to all of the plants and mineral kingdoms.
So just breathe this in, see this going out, breathe the breath of heaven that the celestial logos is bringing in, and breathe it out to the world, blessing all things and people.
And we use this energy of the brand new moon in Scorpio to continue to hold that vision of a planet that dwells as one with its creator, as one unified body of love, light, and peace.
Hello, guys.
Wow, that was beautiful. That was so calm and peaceful. I really felt that deeply.
That was amazing.
So the question is...
Our dogs stopped barking for a little while.
they got stoned. Animals usually do that during these global meditations. If you guys just made a difference in the world, are you not fulfilling destiny already? Yeah. Okay, so you're helping us to change the world and bring in a higher possibility. It's already happening. Mm-hmm. And when we spoke these words and the angel resonated through your being, your DNA was sparking. So you said, how can we do this? That is the answer. It already is. If you become continually available for this highest possibility, the love of the spirit will land on peaceful dreams of light.
That is so beautiful. So inspiring. Mm,
thank you so much for that. That was just...
Yeah. Well,
just
amazing. You guys would not be, this wouldn't be happening without you right now. So how important are you? That's why we call you our heroes of heaven.
Well, it's just wonderful to know that there are high beings helping us. It's very, very reassuring and just amazing to actually talk to you. You know, I feel like something's opened up and, you know, feel very soothed and
absolutely.
Very much at peace.
Yeah, yes. Very much. And
beautiful.
Yeah, just
and
much.
How did the sound of the language sound to you? You know, the whole vibration. What did that feel like when the fire language was spoken?
It was beautiful.
Yeah, it was. It sounds a lot like what I remember from Edwige Bing when she was on our show, channeling her divine feminine source.
Yeah, it sort of almost spoke to my heart, bypassed the brain and spoke to my heart. Very, very beautiful. Thank you so much for coming on our show. Wow.
Yeah, thank you for supporting the Guardian Alliance and the Guardian Council and all your work and helping humanity and the planet evolve and rise above the darkness. We just appreciate that.
Yes.
Or I don't even know if it's rising above the darkness so much as just...
Yes, and please thank your dogs for us, for holding the place and giving their, their 2 cents worth.
I love it.
Yes.
You know, one time we were on another radio show. We don't know if we could say it, but there was this lady whose dog just died of cancer. And so she was asking us, is there any message? And so we saw him come up. His name was Zeus. And he came up to the gateway above, between life and death, the veil about 4 feet up where you have your portal. And he said, thank you for allowing me to love you.
That's beautiful.
It is that love that is there, not only in those pets, but what they represent as a soul being, to remind you of the unconditionality. And as they reflect this, so they truly were holding the place. So please extend our thanks.
We certainly will.
Okay.
All right. Well, we'll have to finish up there.
Yeah.
We'd love to have you guys on the show again sometime.
Absolutely.
And thank you to both Carpron and to Radiant, as well as Patrick and Rebecca.
Yeah.
And it's a lovely talking
pleasure
about the Guardian Alliance, and we,
looking forward to the future and the future
right
of the Guardian Alliance.
That's right.
Okay.
And a big hug to all our listeners.
We'll see you next time on Universal Soul Lab. Thank you for tuning in.
Bye now.
Thank
Bye for
you.
Now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.